Alan has been involved in a number of such studies as a volunteer. I asked him more about the experience. Was it empowering?
I think it's recognised as a kind of therapeutic effect of volunteering. It gives you some way of feeling that you can take the fight to the condition rather than just sit and spectate on an inevitable decline.
So, how does one go about volunteering for such research studies? I called up the Director of Research and Innovation at the charity Parkinson's UK.
My name is Dr. Kieran Breen. There are a number of ways in which this can be done. One of these is by taking part in a clinical trial. This could be, for example, testing out a new drug to see if it's better than an existing drug. Or it could be using some other sort of treatment, such as physiotherapy or other sorts of therapies that don't involve the use of medicines. And another way in which we are encouraging people to get involved is by forming partnership with researchers. When a researcher wants to carry out a trial that will ultimately help people with Parkinson's, it's important that they get the views of the people who have the condition at an early stage. We want to make sure that at the end of the piece of research, that the findings will actually be meaningful for somebody affected by the condition.
And in terms of people with Parkinson's volunteering for these different types of studies, how long should they expect to be donating their time for this type of activity?
This may involve 1 hour per month. It may involve 1 hour per day. There are many different types of projects and there are many different ways in which people can get involved. And what we want to be able to do is to provide people with a wide variety of different areas of research and different ways in which you can get involved in research. And then you can make a decision as to how or if you want to get involved according to what is required and according to the time that you have available.
That was Dr. Kieran Breen from Parkinson's UK. And before that, I spoke with Alan about his condition, in addition to Dr. James Rowe and Dr. Richard Wade Martin about their research at Cambridge and Oxford universities, respectively.